This is Joe Franks. This is another podcast of Unfathomable Grace. It's for January 13th, the year 2022. And today I want to encourage you with good news about Christian liberty, your freedom. Paul says a lot about this, especially in Galatians 5. He writes, "For freedom, Christ has set you free. Stand firm, therefore. Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." A few verses later, he says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, but do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love to serve one another." That's Galatians 5:1, and then later on, 5:13. So we are free, but what are we free from? Well, because Jesus Christ has come to earth, has identified with us, has lived for us, and fulfilled all that the law requires, and has died for us, and has taken all of the curse and condemnation of God for us, he is now risen, he has gone to heaven, and we have believed in him, we have repented, and we have been adopted, and we have transitioned from being slaves to being freemen. And we are free forever, forever from the guilt of sin. All of our sins, past, present, and future, all of that guilt has been put on Jesus, so there's not one ounce of it left for us. And the corresponding wrath of God, from that we are free too. The wrath of God will never again be expressed upon us. There is no double jeopardy. All of the wrath of God, every drop of the cup of suffering, has been poured out upon Jesus Christ so that there's not one sip left for us. And no longer are we cursed. We are still suffering some of the effects of the curse, but even those become blessings of God to us. And one day we are even rescued from this cursed earth. How great that will be. But we are free from the guilt of sin, the wrath of God, and his curse. Do not let Satan or anyone else cause you to look over your shoulder and wonder if, because of your guilt, the wrath of God and his curse are coming. It is done if you are in Christ. And now you are, secondly, free to approach the throne of our Savior with boldness. No longer are you Uzzah, who cannot touch the ark. No longer are you the Israelites who cannot climb God's holy mountain. No longer are you the priests who cannot go into the Holy of Holies. You are bid to come. You are commanded to come. You are urged to come. You're invited to come. You are the Holy of Holies. So walk right into God. Draw near to God as he draws near to you. See your Abba Father. Climb up in his lap. Put your head on his chest and reverently enjoy communing with him. You are free from the guilt of sin, the wrath of God, and his curse. We are free to approach the throne of our Savior with boldness. And we're free from the yoke of the ceremonial and civil laws of God. Yes, in the Old Testament, God gave lots of rules that his worshiping community had to keep. But all of those, even though wisdom can be gleaned from them, and it's good to read and understand and apply what we call the general equity of them, you look at those and appreciate and learn, but you do not have to keep God's worship, dietary, economic, ethnic, penal, or health laws. Those have been abrogated. Those have expired. Jesus said so through his apostles. And not only are we free from the ceremonial and civil laws, we are free from the laws, traditions, standards, and preferences of men. Lots of different rules people have thrown on our shoulders about what we can eat and what we can drink, how we have to worship and what good worship has to look like, where we can go or where we cannot go, what kind of games we can play and what is forbidden. Lots of rules about dating, about marriage, about business that could be wise, but they're extra biblical. That doesn't make them wrong. But that makes them non-inspired and non-obligatory. We are free from the ceremonial and civil laws of God, and we're free from the extra-biblical additions of man. And we are also free from the bondage of sin. When sin comes up to us and says, you have to submit to my wishes, you're an addict, we're able to say we are no longer enslaved to sin. On any given moment, at any given moment, we can say no to a particular sin. We have the Spirit of Christ living within us, and greater is He that lives within us than he that is in the world. And so while we will always be sinning in some way and should always daily repent hourly, we can say no. The gospel and the Spirit of Jesus Christ is so powerful that it trains us to renounce sin and to walk in godliness, and we can have great expectations. We are not addicts to sin. And so let me summarize. We are free from the guilt of sin, the wrath of God, and His curse. We are free to approach the throne of our Savior with boldness. We are free from the ceremonial law, free from the civil law, and we are free from the extra-biblical laws, traditions, standards, and preferences of men. And we are free from the bondage of sin. It is no longer our master. But here's one final thought. We are free as Christians to sacrifice our rights out of love for our brothers and sisters. As royal children who love the royal law, we can sacrifice our rights for a higher purpose, for an edifying purpose. We can sacrifice our rights as we want to mature and practice our godliness. We can sacrifice our rights for our brothers and say we want to be of some benefit to our weaker brothers. We have no desire to make anyone stumble. We can sacrifice our rights for unity and harmony in the church, because we do not esteem ourselves as the highest person in the room. We esteem others better than ourselves. And we do not look out only for our interests, but also for the interests of others. And because we are our brother's keepers, we are free to give up our rights when we choose to, out of love. So brothers and sisters, you are free. Enjoy your freedom. You're not free to sin. You're not free from God's moral law, but you are free from your old nature and old condition. So walk in joy and in freedom and in love.